welcome back to Your Morning Tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here on location again with our friend Michael Murphy, the littlest Irish guy I know.
He's not that little.
There's leprechauns that you haven't met yet.
Well, that is true. Well, so, but a very learned guy, and as far as Latin goes, other stuff, I don't know what you know, Michael, but all I care right now is the Latin. I know you're a smart man. So let's talk Latin. We got into a thing here off mic about the feminine and the masculine in Latin, and quite frankly, looking up a whole nother word we were going to go with, but I think this is important to understand, because the word we were looking at, I was looking at the word res as far as it goes with other, you know, other words, and it said it was feminine, and I'm thinking, res, feminine, okay, how does that work? Well,
feminine, masculine.
Yeah. So explain that a little bit.
Well, in all languages, you have a breakdown of gender for the words that are used, masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Okay, and, wait a minute. You're talking dogs now.
Yes. No, actually,
it doesn't go either way. It's in the middle
neutral.
Somewhere.
Neutral. Okay.
Neutral. Yes, that's a derivative. You have objects often that are not, what's a corpus is an example of the word body. Actually, well, that's still considered a neuter.
Okay.
A body is neither masculine or feminine in the Latin language.
Really?
That would make sense.
Yes, because it doesn't have the person there. It's a body. So we don't know if it's feminine or masculine.
Can we look at the plumbing?
Well, you could do that, but
that's what I'm saying.
But the spirit has left the body.
Right.
The spiritus is no longer there. You can think of often words that we hear, maybe names that you think of the word Julia.
Okay.
It ends with an A.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's a feminine. You hear a lot of A's at the end of names. You take a name like...
So Julia, Julienne,
yes.
Becomes masculine, doesn't it?
Well...
I've heard guys named Julian.
Julian, yes, that's true. That's true. But it would probably come from... we'd probably see it more prominently in Julius.
Oh,
there you go.
A U.S. ending. The U.S. in Latin, the U.S. ending usually corresponds to a masculine gender for nouns.
Marcus,
yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes. And a lot of the words that go along with masculine will have the word man, which is vir. And it's declined. It's declined is to basically parse out a noun in all of its various forms, the way it's used. That parses out in a masculine way. If you take, we'll take the word puella, which means girl. It's got an A ending. And so if you mm-hmm. puella, puelle, puelle, puellam, puella, that's the first set of a declension for girls. It's got that nice soft ending.
Yeah.
You have...
Now, let me just say, if there are any modernists who happen to be listening, and they're going, wait a minute, girls are soft? Yes, you are. Okay? Deal with it. We like that about you.
but there's it does speak to a different, maybe a change of culture, that it was very clear to distinguish men and women, even based on the endings of nouns.
Oh, the words.
The way...
Yes.
The way of the description of a man or a woman
would
being femina,
yes,
or puella is girl, boy is puer, it's or man is vir. We also get homo for man,
yes,
right,
Homo sapiens,
right,
that's right,
homo
the wise man.
But now lately things are getting blurred.
Well, there is a separation there as it's ordained by God. Mm-hmm. And even in the language, things are different. As much as the world would like you to think everyone is the same, and it's not, there is no difference. There is a difference there, even in...
You know, and there is an even beauty in that. There is beauty in the fact that you guys are men and we are women. There's beauty
in the words.
That.
Yeah.
Not just right in the word and the being and the whole thing. It just makes sense.
So, getting back to the word Julius, can I just say I love Orange Julius? It's very good and tasty.
Delicious.
And we're going to send them a bill now.
Yeah.
I just mentioned them. They should pay for that. No? All right. Okay, we got way off track here. So we're talking masculine, feminine in the Latin language.
Puella.
Puella
is girl. Puer is boy. Puer. Or you could say vir is man.
Viral.
Viral.
We get viral.
Yes, that's where we get the word viral, and we get the word feminine from the word femina, which means woman. so we have virtus, which means virtue. Distinctively, I think it does find its root in the word vir. Mm-hmm. To be a man is to be. Now, when we speak of man, mm-hmm. as the ancients spoke of man, we were speaking generally of the species,
mankind. Humans, yes.
So virtus, coming from the what's distinct of being a man is being good.
Oh.
I think you can. I don't think that's a big jump to say that that's if someone is truly a man, he has virtus.
Yes.
Right.
He has virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I like how it all fits together. We're talking with Michael Murphy about Latin in general, again with our Latin Word of the Day segment. I like this the more rather than take a specific word this time around the last couple of times, we've really gotten into more
understanding.
Well, yeah, and the masculine and the feminine. I like that us at the end. Think of how many words end in that are meant to be masculine words. I wonder, can
or
we just off the top
A's,
of our heads?
Oz, right?
Oz, yes. Mm-hmm. Or as Father Wood was telling me, I don't know if we got into this on the air, but he said in every language, speaking of male, female, you know, and motherhood, in every language, the word, and I haven't looked into it, I'm taking his word for it, I'm sure he knows, the word
for
mother all have the
That's right. In Latin, the word is mater. Mater. In contrast, and just on that point, it's a very soothing, soft sound.
Yes.
It's welcoming. It's loving.
We even say if a candy bar tastes good,
and that's part of the woman's nature, right?
That's right.
Isn't that part of the woman's nature, though?
Yes, sure. She's nurturing.
Yes,
she gives care. She gives love. It should be a soft, welcoming sound.
Let's all say it together. See, you all feel better now.
In contrast, it might be worth to mention that father,
yes,
which is also different than mother, it's
yes.
Right. In Latin, it's pater, right? So there's still a kind of a sharp, tough sound at the beginning of it.
Yes.
Because guys...
we set the framework.
Well, and...
These are the boundaries. Bump into them all you want.
Well, in proper context, you could say that men are generally thought to be the rougher of the two. They're the fighters, perhaps, the hunters, the ones that have to encounter, you know, nature and its...
conflict.
And its conflict and
Lisa's
its fury.
Lisa's just throwing out conflict and all this. She's all into
that. I'm trying
that.
To help.
Hey, conflict.
So we need to have both. We need to have masculine and we need to have feminine. It's complementarity.
It fits like a little puzzle in so many ways.
That's right.
Just like God planned it.
And our language reflects that in every language of the world.
Isn't it funny how it all fits together? Speaking of puzzles, though, the language, the feeling, the thought process, everything fits together and is connected plainly like a puzzle. And when we try and change that around and try and mess with it, things don't fit.
That's
right.
They
don't.
Things don't make sense. All right. This is beautiful. That's going to wrap it up for this section of the Latin Word of the Day today with Michael Murphy.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Mike and Lisa Austin here. We're going to see, you have to be named Michael in some way to be on this show. I don't know if you knew that, but we're going to come back in just a minute and wrap up today's Your Morning Tradition right here on Magnificat Media and Magnificat Radio. Good morning.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Good morning and welcome back.
Mike and Lisa Austin here on Your Morning Tradition, Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. Is it me or... Okay, now you like this. You're dancing.
I am.
I'm getting sick of this song, actually, at this point.
Well, do what you want.
I might be looking for some new, what we call bumper music. Okay. Although the whistling does soothe it. Soul. Well, welcome back as we wrap up our Tuesday morning edition. Remember, it replays again this afternoon, unless, of course, you're listening this afternoon, in which time it's not going to happen again. It's already happening right now.
That's right.
That's what you get. And as I say right now,
what?
Coming up, if you're listening in the morning, coming up at noon today,
ooh, yes.
It's the second edition of
Father Peter Scott
and his little seminar. I think you were taking from sermons, but seminar on the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, you're listening to the afternoon replay right now.
And you missed it.
Then you, well, maybe you didn't. Maybe you did listen to it. You're just listening to us, too. Because you can't get enough Magnificat Radio.
Yes. Let's hope.
Either way, there is a broadcast schedule, thanks to my beautiful, lovely wife, Lisa, who has now mastered our website.
Not quite.
You are very good at it.
But I'm trying really hard.
Lisa stayed up the last couple of nights, and she said, I will get this. And so Lisa has been putting all the information and stuff on our website about some of the guests we've had on. Mm-hmm. And there is a broadcast schedule there. If you go at the top of the page, look there now, since you're here.
Right.
Leave us open on the radio part. Look at the top. See where it says broadcast?
Yep, click on that, and the little drop-down box comes, and then you can go to schedule.
Or it says radio, and then broadcast. It says radio, and then it says broadcast, which will take you here to listen to us, but there is a broadcast schedule someplace on there, right? It says broadcast schedule. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
One more thing I would like to also inject,
yes.
Since we have international listeners now.
Mm-hmm.
Central Time Zone, America.
Yep.
That's where we broadcast from. So all times when I say Father Scott will be on at 12 noon, I mean Central Time Zone.
In the USA.
America, as we say. America. If you're in... By the way, thank you, Australia, for listening. Thank you, England. Where else did you say?
Ireland.
Ireland was listening the other day.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. That's kind of Australia.
Kind of not really.
Kind of not. It's close.
It is close.
And Switzerland was listening. If it's the bishop, Your Excellency, good morning. And thank you. And we are listener supported. So there's also a donut. Donut? A donut button.
Donate. You are tired. You need some sleep.
There's a donut button.
No, it's donate.
If you hit the donut button, we get donuts delivered to us. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
You've been working too hard.
Oh, man. Okay, so you ever wonder about what 100-year-old men say when, you know, the end of their life as we know it? He was, how'd you get to 100 years old? And they give actual words as to why. Although, if you want to send us donuts,
no.
I would love to have some donuts. All right. Hit the donut button.
So what do these men say, these wise men?
Yes, at the end of their life, well, I don't know if it's the end of their life, but 100 years old, they go, so what did you learn in your 100 years? How'd you get here? And this is just a random list. This is 25 life lessons written by 100-year-old men. I'm not going to get to all 25, but some of these are pretty fun.
Okay.
And pretty wise.
Well,
they've been here 100 years. You'd think they'd learn something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Always maintain a good sense of humor. Donut
That's
button.
You.
Never be too good to start at the bottom.
Oh, good.
However,
one.
It does help to get good enough to get off the bottom.
That's right.
And I'm working on that one still. Here's one. Exercise every single day, even when you don't feel like it.
Ah.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Tell me about your grandpa.
Oh, he used to skip rope all the time. He used to,
See, you can say that, but people go, yeah, so skip rope. My daughters do it all the time. Explain what you're talking about.
No, I mean, he used to do it.
This
like,
is a
really
78-year-old man in the garage for an hour, really fast, like a boxer.
And, right, and crisscross and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He used to slalom ski.
In his 70s.
Yeah.
All right.
And then he fell and he broke something.
His heart.
No.
Don't spend more money than you make.
That's right.
Good wisdom from one. These are life lessons written by 100-year-old men.
Mm-hmm.
Drink orange juice every day.
That's nice.
This is, you know, the
instead news. Of coffee, maybe drink orange juice.
I could use some coffee. Orange juice doesn't sit well with me.
Oh, that is true.
That and tomato juice. Mm-hmm. You want to really do me in?
No, I don't.
Give me ice cream with orange and tomato juice mixed. I'd be done. And I would never make it to 100. 100-year-old men on their birthday, the news people asked them, how'd you get this far? These are some of their answers. Having a bad job is better than having no job at all.
Oh, good advice.
I like this one. And your grandpa did this one. And we actually do this one sometimes.
What?
Eat around the mold. Don't go wasting food.
Eat around. I just cut it away so you don't see it anymore.
Eat around the mold. Honey, is this supposed to have fuzz? Let's see. Here's one. Eat sausage every day. It worked for me. That's what this guy. I wish they had their names here. Life lessons from 100-year-old men. I know we're running short on time on the end of the show here today. This is just a little smile to take you through your day. If you want to be 100 years old, live to be 100 or better, your life is delicate. And if you neglect yourself, you'll spoil. That's what cheese taught me.
Yes.
That's what this guy said. Must have been from Wisconsin. Here's one. Everyone has too many clothes these days. Wear what you have. Quit buying clothes.
Well, this is good advice.
It's a 100-year-old guy. I love these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Quit buying clothes. Here's one. You must be able to forgive, even if it's difficult to do.
Yes.
Won't we learn that today in the Ten Commandments, I bet, with Father Scott?
Absolutely. We all have to learn to forgive, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Lisa. For whatever. That's a blanket. Sorry.
Okay.
For something I'll probably do later today.
Yeah.
Here's one. Save your money now. Spend it later. I never understood that one.
Save your money now and spend it later?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, really.
People don't save anymore.
They don't. And they just go spend.
Growing up, my dad used to say, your money's burning a hole in your pocket. And I would say, yes, it is. And I'm spending her.
Okay.
And they would say, save it for a rainy day. I'm going, why? Why? If it rains, I don't want to go out and spend it. It's raining. What am I going to spend
on? No one ever explained that to you?
I never understood it until later in life.
Okay.
So now I do. Now I don't have money to spend. Hit the donut button. Thank you. And here's the last one. These are life lessons from 100-year-old men. We should have a drum roll or something. There it is. Love is not always easy. And there you have it.
Yep.
That's life lessons.
But the bottom line is always pray to God.
Always pray. Nobody has said that.
They
remember
should've.
To say your prayers. I'm saying that. When I hit 100 years old and they come and ask me how I got there, I'm going to say, one, listen to Lisa. Two, say your prayers.
That should be number one.
Or as, yes.
Say your prayers is always
That's
number
right.
one.
Say your prayers and then listen to Lisa.
Well, if you want.
And if they ask me to do it like I did this day in history earlier, I'll go, say your prayers, varmint.
Okay.
Say your prayer. Draw.
Well, that's the only person that we have to rely on is right. God himself.
That's right. And hit that donut button. Hit her again. This has been fun. Well, that's about going to do it for us again today. The pain is almost over, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost out of your hair. Unless you stick around for the replay. Unless, of course, you're listening to this as the replay.
Then they're done.
Then you're done. Just need a nap. Thank you for listening. It's your
yes,
morning tradition.
Thank you.
Magnificat Radio on MagnificatMedia.com. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.